Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another daily inspiration. There's a verse in Psalm 37 that says, "The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble." As I pondered what that verse says, I thought about what many people's responses are to trouble and difficult circumstances that come in their life. What do you do when trouble comes to you? How do you handle it? There's a lot of troubles that come our way, aren't there, in life? What do you do when a large financial setback comes your way? Or what do you do when a close neighbor is very upset with something you did and treats you quite badly? Or what do you do when someone takes you to court and sues you? What do you do when someone of close kin to you misunderstands you completely and is very rude to you? Perhaps they get quite angry with you and they let you know about it too. You know, life is full of troubles, isn't it? The Bible says that. Many things that come our way. But my question this morning to you is this. What do you do when those troubles come? How do you handle them? How do you deal with them? Remember the verse I mentioned just a few sentences ago? The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And I ask you, is that the testimony of your life? Is that your experience? Is the Lord Jesus your strength when you find yourself in the middle of trouble? Is He your salvation when you face trouble? I'd like to tell you about a time of real difficult trouble that David found himself in his life. In 1 Samuel, the 26th chapter, the end of that chapter, we read where David was despairing of his constant conflict with Saul. He was having to run for his life again and again and again. And so in chapter 27, we read where David went and he chose to live with the Philistines in Gath. And David dwelt, says in verse 3 of chapter 27, and David dwelt with Achish, that was the king, at Gath. He and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, and they lived in Gath. I'm not sure what length of time they were there, but there came a time later on when the Philistines went to battle, and they went to battle with Israel. We have that in chapter 29, 1 Samuel there. And by that time, the king of Achish had become quite familiar with David. He learned to know him very well. He trusted him, and he invited David and his men to come along to the battle with them. And David and his men went with the Philistines to the battle. On their way, the lords of the Philistines learned that David and his men were coming along, and they said to King Achish, what is this? What do you think you're doing having King David and his men come along? They're Hebrew men. Don't think they're not going to turn on us when the battle gets hot. And Achish said, well, you know, I'm putting this all in my own words. I know David, he has done well. And they said, listen, we're not going any further until you send David and his men back home again. So King Achish told David, he said, I'm sorry, we can't take you along. The lords of the Philistines won't have it. So David and his men turned and went back to Ziklag, where they were living in Gath. And it was a 3 days' journey. In chapter 30, we read that, 1 Samuel 30. But I'd like you to notice these words. It says, and it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that was their third day of journey, and they were walking, they weren't traveling in some vehicles here, they were walking, and that the Amalekites had in the assignments, had men slain and burned, and taken the women captives that were therein. They slew nine, either small or away, and wrecked them, and whole wives with their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were all taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. They were in a serious trouble. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because all would be for his sons and for his daughters. But the verse doesn't end there. I'd like you to get this. Here's the point. This verse says this next. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. What an amazing truth. What a amazing David is back in the middle of this troublesome situation. His own men are ready to pick up stones. He didn't have the Psalms to turn to for encouragement either. David went and encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Remember the verse I said in the beginning? The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. He was back in the middle of their trouble. Let's do. They went out after the Amalekites, and they found them. They were able to get their wives, their children, and all their goods back again. God was so good to them. David learned that God is our strength in the time of trouble. And that's my question to you this morning. When we face trouble, they have this dire trouble, David said, we face a difficult situation in life. We do. It's no fun when someone gets a court and sues you. It's not a good feeling. And neither is it good when some closed kin treats you very rudely and angrily, talks to you, and some of those things can really be troublesome. But I tell you, there's strength in the Lord in the time of our trouble. God wants us to come to Him. Isn't that amazing? When we find ourselves in trouble, God wants us to bring those things to Him. He can be your strength. He wants to be your strength in those times of trouble. Oh, friends, let's learn when we face trouble to go to the right source. It's never good to lean on our own understanding and try to find some other way out, maybe some other resources we have. Oh, let's learn that the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is our strength in the time of trouble. May God bless you today and every day as you walk with Him. I trust that you will learn to go to the Lord in the times of your trouble. God bless you.